At the moment, the details of what this bill, termed the Illegal Migration Bill, are relatively thin on the ground. The Home Secretary in the UK spoke today in Parliament. More information, but the particulars are still yet to be released. But essentially, this is a further measure from the UK government attempting to dissuade people from coming to the UK via small boat crossings across the English Channel, and are coming up with ways of quickly processing and removing people who arrive by this mode of transport in an attempt to stop people making that crossing, to dissuade people, to deter people from making that crossing. Details are still coming out, but from the announcement today, it sounds as though the duty will be placed on the Secretary of State, so the Home Secretary, to detain and remove those who arrive by small boat crossings, and their rights within the first 28 days of their detention will be relatively limited in order to stop them making applications whilst they are in detention. And then presumably the idea is that the Home Office will make attempts to remove those people either to their country of origin, if it is safe, or to a what they refer to as a safe third country, although what those safe third countries are has not been released yet, aside from obviously the ongoing Rwanda plan, which has obviously been tied up in the courts in the UK for many months now.
So basically these are people who are fleeing a situation of difficulty in their own homes, making a dangerous crossing because the channel is a dangerous crossing, and they risk ending up in detention and probably being sent away. Am I correct?
This is what is being proposed, and essentially the bill as it stands at the moment is attempting to punish people who arrive in the UK having crossed the channel as a way of sending a message of signalling to those who may be thinking of coming to the UK that they are not welcome to make that journey. That is what the government is saying to them, in an attempt to, in their opinion, disrupt traffickers from allowing people to make that journey. What it is essentially trying to do, in my opinion, is dispose the responsibility that the UK has within the Refugee Convention to limit the number of people that we grant asylum to in this country and place that responsibility on other countries.
We speak at a time in which millions of people across the globe and across Europe are fleeing, and also in the wake of the tragedy in Italy just a week ago in which more than 70 people drowned. It seems so obvious that we need a different approach. What is JRS calling for?
Obviously, people taking these incredibly difficult decisions that do put their lives at risk, and nobody is under the impression that crossing the Channel or crossing the Mediterranean is not a risky route to take in order to seek sanctuary. But we seem to be forgetting that people are facing persecution in their home country. There isn't a choice. If your house is on fire, the choice between fleeing your home and staying whilst it burns around you is not a choice that you have. So people are forced into these incredibly difficult decisions. If we genuinely want to stop people making risky and dangerous journeys in order to seek sanctuary, we need to discuss and provide ways in which people can safely travel to a country of sanctuary and settle there and be allowed to take those journeys. We also need to address the reasons why people are fleeing in the first place. And I think that those two things go hand in hand, and the reasons that people are forced to flee and the general migration of people in the world generally and in years to come, there will not be a silver bullet to answering these issues. It's not a simple, there is an answer out there and we need to find it. The answers to these questions are complex and multifaceted and will require the cooperation of many, many countries punishing people for the realities of having to flee their home is not the answer.
Pope Francis repeatedly calls for welcome, protection, integration and promotion of our brothers and sisters on the move. And the church in Europe also raises the question persistently with policymakers. How important is this voice, do you think?
It is absolutely important. The more that our communities speak up on behalf of our brothers and sisters who are fleeing in these situations, the more we bring and build solidarity, the more we build those verbs that Pope Francis has called us to remember, to welcome, to integrate and to protect. And those voices exist. It can often feel incredibly disheartening when a loud minority speak up and you feel like you're constantly fighting this unwelcoming and hostile force. But those communities of welcome, those communities of protection and integration, of support and solidarity with people who migrate, exist and are out there. And it is a responsibility of the church to find ways that build that solidarity and allow those communities to prosper and to grow and to welcome those who are forced to flee.
Thank you so much, William. Is there anything you would like to add to that?
In the coming months, as this bill in the UK, but as we see other similar bills that may occur across Europe, we as individuals and as a church have a responsibility to stand alongside those who are fleeing persecution and who are migrating. These aren't going to be easy challenges. They are complex issues, which are only going to get more complex as we see the effects of climate change on people who are forced to move and to migrate. As individuals and as a church, we have a responsibility to stand alongside people, because as we're seeing with this bill in the UK, if the UK government is willing to erode the human rights of one group of people, then as soon as that door is open, then we don't know where it will end. The church has a responsibility to all of our brothers and sisters to stand alongside them.